I'm in the kitchen of Elaine Gard, and she is going to tell us about the Orchard Trust. The Orchard Trust. Okay, over to you, Elaine.
Okay, the Orchard Trust, our future orchard, is a project which started a few years ago. And it started as a response to the difficulty people would have in gaining, financial support for developing orchards or edible forests. Apart from the fact that you need to have ownership in some manner or means of land to be able to plant trees to give them their lifespan. You also have a difficulty in maintaining and purchasing the right stock and all the other things that go with it. So that's what I hope Future Orchard Trust is a little model that people could adapt to create other edible land projects, edible forests and such.
Okay, that is the high level stuff, right? Can you give me some details about it? Fill in the details about what exactly you have right here.
Okay, well, basically what we have here is more like a virtual piece of land in that it's just a bit of a hill really. It's surrounded by roads and a river and another forest, and it wouldn't be considered a good piece of land. But having said that, it doesn't take a good piece of land to grow, to create an orchard and some nut trees and whatever. So, and by putting together this proposal, which was actually not the first proposal, but it was the first proposal that people saw as something they would like to be involved in, I managed to create a budget of €70,000 to be invested in a small field over 10 years. And by doing that, I have invited other people to own this land with me. So that's what they get in return for their investment, their promise. They get to own the land. So therefore, we have a collectively owned orchard.
So you have a piece of land which on the market, if you were to sell it, would raise maybe 20,000,
yes,
say.
Yes. Right. So the land.
You managed to raise 70,000.
Okay. Well, what I've created is called a 100 share hectare. So I've created a €100,000 project by creating 100 shares. I have valued the land at 30,000, which is, as you say, it's a little bit probably more than what the land was worth in one sense. And yes, it's such an idyllic location, there would be no value on the land because I wasn't willing to part with that land. So by creating this model, I still have part ownership of the land. I haven't sold the land, but yet I have sold the land. So it's a sort of a, it's a bit.
Sounds to me as if you've sold the right to use the land.
Yes, yes. I have sold the right to use the land, yes.
To who?
To other shareholders who have, by agreement, come together to somehow, that we will somehow work out a way, which is a good thing for human beings to try anyway, to work as a group, to do something positive with the piece of land. And I would hope, and I think lots of people, some people have bought shares for their grandchildren. There's a very positive view of orchards. People say they have great memories of the orchards from their own childhood. And so we're going to create a future generation which will have a memory, a beautiful memory of this orchard from their childhood.
And how many apple trees have you planted?
We have about 45 planted now. We have many grafted ready to go, and we'd hope to end up with at least 100 fruit trees and lots of other soft fruit bushes as well.
And are they apple trees from the ancient Irish apple trees, or are you prepared to let apple trees that come from England into this land?
Many of the first trees that came weren't the native Irish trees because they were quite expensive to get. But now with a bit more resources and the fact that we can graft our own, I would say 75% will be native Irish apple trees.
But you won't exclude
the French apple tree. No, we wouldn't exclude. I don't see. I mean, we have a massive English oak tree in the middle of the field, which because, of course, it can't be taken away, has become the children's area. So we've utilised it to kind of create, just to use the space under the tree. And we'd hope to run occasional workshops, invite other people in on the land to kind of explore the concept of sustainability and ecology and just a sort of appreciation, really.
So you're reaching out into a wider community than purely the shareholders, is that right?
Well, we are within the confines of the space. It is an agricultural piece of land. It can't, it's not a, you know, we certainly don't want it to be a rateable enterprise. It's just a little agricultural project. So we're certainly not looking to run a business from it, but we would like to have the insurance to be able to invite people on occasionally.
And if somebody listens to this and they're absolutely mad about apples and they're a complete fan of apples and they have loads of books about apples and they go out and buy apples every week and they take seeds out of apples and with their kids they plant them in little pots and they're basically an apple type person, right? Mm-hmm. How would they find out? Do you have a website or do you have a Facebook page?
We have, yes.
Give the details.
We have both. We have Future Orchard Trust is our Facebook page and 100sharehectare.info is our webpage.
And would you like people to connect with you from other countries or do you want to, you know, just confine it only to the people of Glanmire in Cork?
Well, it's still unclear. I mean, the reality is that nobody has been paid to manage this project, you know, so if people appreciated that, if people engage with them, it's on a voluntary capacity. So we're not a business, but obviously we're quite happy to share our experience with other people who might like to do something similar.
And if somebody listens to this and they say, I want to buy a share of into these hectares, first of all, can they do it? And if you know, what do you say to them if they're listening to this audio right now and they want to buy in?
Okay, well, we would have a list of people who would be interested in purchasing a share. 70 of the shares are owned by the cooperative, and 30 of the shares were owned by myself. So, there's only 100 shares. There will only ever be 100 shares. So if someone really wants it, you know, but maybe they should be careful what they wish for.
I mean, there could be a market in these shares.
Would you
call it a black market?
No, I don't mean that at all. But I do think the shares will increase in value and I don't think they'll be easily come by. But I do think if somebody has real genuine interest in becoming involved, if they let it be known when a share would become available, I'm sure they'll be able to negotiate.
Well, I grew up with surrounded by apple trees in Limerick. So I am expressing a definite interest in a share.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't care how long it takes to come onto the market.
Right, well, that's great. We'll find the big book and we'll put your name in it, Paul.
Thank you very much. Elaine Gard, thank you ever so much.
Can you handle cheering the hog now?
Another day. We'll do another day.
I don't think I can handle cheering the
hog.
Yeah.
No, it's too much. I mean, here you are. You never met me before and here I am putting you into the media spotlight. Jesus. Do you want to listen, by the way? Do you want to have a listen?
No?
All right.
But I'd say, well, you're going to email it, aren't we?